Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, August 10th, and happy 25th birthday to Andre Drummond. This is your boy, Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and the Associated Press, a Pistons follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine as the summer continues here in Metro Detroit. Thanks for the listen. Please subscribe to the show on wherever you get your podcasts and let me know if you can't find us, and also give us a rating. We would appreciate that. The reviews on iTunes, all that good stuff. It helps other Pistons fans find it. It's a free podcast, so give us some love on that rating, or rate us and let us know how much maybe you hate the podcast as well. Today we're going to be talking about Andre Drummond as the Pistons center turns 25 and update you on his latest off-the-court venture, which you probably have heard about by now. We're going to be also talking to Ramo Radoncic of the Pistons GT team as they prepare for tonight's regular season finale against Golden State. I went out to the Palace and met with Ramo and the guys on Thursday and talked to the first round pick of the Pistons GT team, who's now an MVP candidate in the NBA 2K League as the season winds down, the inaugural season winds down for the NBA 2K League. And we're also going to be tell everything we know about the latest John Luehr injury from yesterday that became public yesterday and how it might impact the team as the season creeps closer. Give us a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. We're also on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. Give that page a like as well. But as we mentioned, Andre Drummond is now 25 years old, not 35, as listener Vinny thought. And it's a big day for the Pistons big man and also for Pistons fans, as we're reminded just how young he is. Stanley Johnson, as we saw on Twitter today, gave the Pistons drumline marching orders to show up at Andre Drummond's house in the morning and play loudly as the big man celebrated his 25th birthday. A nice gift from his teammate going into year 25. And it's not just the birthday that's big for Dre. He used the landmark day in his life to release his new EP, his first EP as a rapper, titled For Your Information. As we know, Andre is a rapper, and we've discussed that here on the show a few times. His rap name is now, for this release, Drummond, but with an X instead of the O on the third to last letter, which makes it completely unpronounceable to my untrained, unrap-friendly eye. Drumsind? I don't know. I would have kept workshopping that one if I were him. He had some one-off releases floating around the internet before when his old name was Dre Drum, which I didn't love, but I think Drumsind is even a step back from Dre Drum. But again, what do I know? The old stuff that he released rap-wise was pretty good. A guy who knows more about the current rap game is James Edwards III of The Athletic, friend of the show, and he had a nice scene setter article that was up on the website on Thursday from Dre's release party on Wednesday night in Detroit at the Annex nightclub that James was at. The article was not really a review, but it kind of sets the table of what was going on that night and kind of putting his career as a rapper in perspective along with him and as a basketball player as he turns 25. I'd be interested to hear from James and really the rest of you what you think about the music, the release, which goes out today, all over Spotify and all other places that you get your music. So listen to it over the weekend. Let me know what you think on social media platforms, or reach out to me via email, Facebook, wherever you reach out to me. And I'm glad you guys do reach out to me. And I'll share some of your opinions next week. Let me know what you think. Now, the idea of your best player as a fan looking at him spending some time recording rap music, on one hand, you could be stodgy and say it's taking away from him being in the gym, but on the other hand, it's a nice creative outlet on the side, which is something that we all should have in our daily lives. There's a balance there, and hopefully Dre is being smart about it. The Pistons obviously pay him a lot of money for his first priority to be basketball, but we know that even during the season, he's doing late-night recording sessions in the studio after games. He has a studio in his house in the suburbs here in Metro Detroit, but pretty contrary to what I saw, this is all pretty contrary to what I saw last night. I was reading an article about some of the sleep studies and sleep science that's going on in professional sports. LeBron James gets 12 hours of sleep a night. So I guess breaking news here that Andre Drummond is not LeBron James. When you think about looking at the past, You know, Shaquille O'Neal put out a couple of rap albums, and it's probably the most, well, not probably, definitely the most famous crossover rapper slash basketball player. And he managed to have a nice career on the court, although some would argue that the entertainment distractions over Shaq's career kind of helped contribute to Shaq Diesel not maybe making his peak as a basketball player, which would have been scary if he did reach even bigger heights. These days, you got Dame Lillard as a rapper. He's made a pretty nice career out of it on the basketball court as well. And I don't know, it's one of those things that certainly is a thing that invites some criticism. If Andre Drummond goes out and has a terrible year this season right after releasing a rap album. So again, one of those side plots that maybe we'll keep an eye on as his career unfolds. Does he continue to release new material every offseason or almost every offseason? Is it something that kind of dies down as he focuses more on basketball? And I'm not implying that he's not focusing enough on basketball. Obviously, he's a player who made big strides coming into last season, doing a lot to contribute to fixing his huge free throw problem going into last year and turning into a, you know, a semi-respectable free throw shooter this past season. So we've got to give hats off to for Andre for the things he did in last offseason, and we'll see if his game takes it to another level going forward, you know, shooting jump shots in the gym, as we see on Instagram during this offseason. Not something that really gets too many Pistons fans excited about that prospect this coming year, but maybe something that develops as his career unfolds. So Andre Drummond, an interesting guy, someone who obviously has outside interests and someone who has an intriguing game but a somewhat perplexing game in some ways as well. Just another star in the NBA that is interesting to follow, and that's our most intriguing Piston as we look at the franchise and this snapshot of this era that we have right here now. But another bit of news from Thursday is the Pistons will be playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in an exhibition game as part of their five-game schedule at the Breslin Center in Michigan State University in East Lansing on October 12th. No doubt that Dan Gilbert has something to do with this. It's the team he owns in the Cleveland Cavaliers against the team that he's been long rumored of desiring to own at different times in the past, and it's at his old school. He's a Michigan State University alum from the Detroit area who is heavily involved in the rebirth of Detroit, owning most of the buildings in downtown Detroit as his Quicken enterprise continues to grow. Interestingly enough, there are no former Spartans on the Cleveland or Detroit rosters, save from some possible non-roster invitees to camp on either side there. But sometimes they like to have a homecoming for a particular player at the college campuses, but that's not the case at this time. But you would still imagine that that game will draw some pretty nice interest from mid-Michigan and also the Michigan State University campus community there. So we will see, you know, how that's received from our friends and listeners in East Lansing. Let me know if you go to that game, obviously, and we'll see how that goes over in mid-Michigan. But up next, we're going to be talking to Ramo Radoncic of the – or let's get it, Ramo – of the Pistons GT team about how the marquee player for the franchise has enjoyed his summer in the D and what his plans are for the rest of the season and beyond. But if you – have been listening to this podcast, you've heard me talk about advertising, and we're looking for more now that I'm back in Detroit. If your company wants to reach that key demo of men between the ages of 18 and 44, provincial Pistons fans that probably have ties to Metro Detroit and interest in spending their dollars locally, you should be sponsoring this podcast. It's 98% men and 80% of those between the ages of 18 to 44. All sorts of daily listeners, dedicated ones at that. So if you're interested in reaching that group, email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
And we're here with Ramo Radoncic of the Pistons GT team getting ready for today's game, the final game of the regular season. Ramo, thanks for joining us here on Locked On Pistons.
What's up, man? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so you guys are 9-4 going in the final game of the regular season up near the top of the Pistons GT or the NBA 2K League standings. How would you size up how the team is doing right now as the end of the season approaches?
I feel like the team is doing great. I mean, we clinched a playoff spot last week, and we're the third seed. We've been steadily around the fourth and second seed throughout the whole season. I feel like my team is doing great on and off the court. We have great chemistry, and it translates onto the court.
And now you guys are kind of looking ahead to the playoffs, but as you look back on this experience of being in the inaugural league of the NBA 2K League, has there been anything that surprised you about the whole thing of the experience all in general?
the traveling, the people we get to meet on and off the court, the airport, people spotting us. Like, the other day, we went out as on a team event, and I got spotted in the parking lot by a kid. He just called out my name and said, "We're Pistons GT." So that was just like a surreal moment, like the fact that he knew us, and just to see how the league is growing, progressing each and every single day. And the other day, we got verified on Twitter. So just so you know, like, the league is moving in the right direction. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And you're finishing up your season here in the Detroit area. You guys practice here at the Palace where we're taping this interview, and spent a lot of time in the city of Detroit and also the Metro Detroit area as well. From what you knew about the Detroit area, from what you know now, what would you say has been some things that stood out?
I would say definitely the Rose. The Rose is like New York Rose, definitely completely different from Michigan Rose. The Michigan Lefts is something that I never seen before, the sidewalks. But I'm going to say one thing, like the Michigan definitely grew on me. In the beginning, it was like different from New York. You know, I'm used to like populated cities, everything being congested, everything being right around the corner compared to Michigan, where you got to drive out and go to the place you want to go. But I'm going to say definitely Michigan definitely grew on me. I love it here.
Mm-hmm. And I read the article from the Detroit Free Press. Vince Ellis was kind of breaking down the last game where you guys clinched the playoff spot. A little bit of trash talk episode there, maybe hearkening back to some of the bad boys era and the going to work era of the Detroit Pistons themselves. But tell us about what happened there.
Well, every single game I like to trash talk. I'm always going to be the one standing up, getting my team hype, and I want to get everybody energized on my team. And it was somewhere in the fourth quarter where the Magic shooting guard, Supreme Puller, told me throw the game, which means like basically I did a play and it wasn't a good play and it led to them getting the momentum, and he basically told me throw the game. So that like got me rattled to where I was like, oh, now I really want this game even more than what I did before. So we came back with a play, and I think it was run for my shooting guard Matt, and it was a wrap play. He did a very good wrap and hit a three. We took the lead going up two, and I was like, yeah, throw that game. And that was definitely the game-changing momentum play of the game. And I don't know. I love trash talking. I call myself like the Rasheed Wallace of the Detroit Pistons. So I just love trash talking. That gets me going, gets my team going. I just feel like it throws the other team off. It gets in their head, and that just gets me going, man. I love trash talking. That's me from New York. No.
And that's what we like to hear as Pistons fans and listeners of the podcast. Here with Let's Get It Ramo, the handle for Ramo Radoncic of the Pistons GT team. And now you guys sitting at 9-4. You were the first pick of this the first round pick for the Pistons GT team coming into the season, and you've performed well. The team has performed well as well. And now a little bit of MVP talk as the season kind of approaches. Is that something you are surprised about, that you think about, or is it a goal that you had coming into the season?
I mean, it's not something I was surprised about. I've been playing 2K for a very long time. I know what I'm capable of. And just to be honored as a candidate for MVP just lets me know I'm doing the right things. I'm a top player in the game. And to get MVP would be just a great honor. I'm also in talks to Defensive Player of the Year. But all that really honestly don't matter. I'm just happy that my team's in playoff contention. And MVP and Defensive Player of the Year would be cool. But honestly, I just want the main goal. And the main goal is to win that ring, that championship. And the plus side is, if I win this championship, I get that Rasheed Wallace belt that I was promised. So, definitely want that.
Yeah, Arn Tellem, executive of the Detroit Pistons team, apparently has promised you guys that belt.
Yes, they definitely promised me that belt. It was what was the guy's name? Arn Tellem. He promised me the belt if we won the championship, and that's just been an add-on to the motivation that I want to win this ring that bad.
Now, the season's wrapping up either way here in a few weeks. What's next for you? Are you going to be heading back to New York and kind of evaluating some of the options, or do you have some plans for what you're going to be doing a month from now?
I honestly don't know yet, but hopefully I get to stay over here because I love it here. Michigan definitely grew on me. And stay tuned, man. That's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, are you hearing that, because I know that this the first league for the NBA 2K League, are you hearing that it will be a situation where you'll be back on the team next summer, or is that still kind of things you're waiting to hear about yourself, too?
I'm still kind of waiting to hear on that, but from the looks of it, it looks like I'm going to stay here. But we'll see, man. Just stay tuned, man. I love it here. Hopefully they resign me, and if not, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. And what should fans be looking forward to this weekend and in the playoffs?
Just look for us to play with that grit, that intensity, trash talk to the team, and hopefully play Pistons GT style basketball as defense and just grit and grind.
That was Ramo Radoncic of the Pistons GT team of the NBA 2K League, an 8 p.m. game tonight, Friday night against the Warriors gaming squad.
to close the regular season. Check that out on Twitch. Next weekend will be the quarterfinals and the semifinals in the NBA 2K League, so the Pistons GT team already has a berth in those single elimination quarterfinals. The seeding for next weekend will be finalized after this weekend's games. So 2 out of 3 in the semifinals after the single elimination quarterfinals. And like I said, all that to be determined next weekend. And the final two teams will be determined at the end of next weekend. A 2 out of 3 finals the weekend after that on August 25th in New York for the championship of the inaugural NBA 2K League. But it is football week, and the Lions play tonight at 10:30 against the Oakland Raiders on the road. Preseason game opener, the Locked On Lions podcast with Matt Derry of Detroit Radio. You know him. A daily look at the Leos. Check that out on the Locked On Network as well. Your team every day. Speaking of your team, John Luehr had surgery for a medial meniscus tear, a knee injury for the Pistons' bench big man, who was slated to be relied upon heavily as a huge part of this roster. The team let Anthony Tolliver walk as a free agent and decided to use resources instead to shore up the backcourt in the draft in the second round and the wing in free agency with Glenn Robinson III. That puts huge pressure on John Luehr and Henry Ellenson to be the backup bigs behind Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin, along with Zaza Pachulia in the rotation as well. John had the surgery on his right knee on Wednesday and suffered the injury during offseason workouts. The Pistons will give another update prior to training camp about Luehr's injury. Vince Ellis of the Detroit Free Press says it doesn't appear to be a major injury. His injury last year was the left ankle, so it's a different leg. Not sure if that's good news or bad news. But the timetable to return, and this comes from a Detroit Bad Boys article that those guys put out yesterday on Thursday, the timetable to return from a meniscus tear is about 40 days, according to a study from the American Journal of Sports Medicine, and this is quoting the Detroit Bad Boys article. The same research says there was no change in player performance once they returned to the court. So hopefully for Luehr, it's more than a bump in a road than something that derails his season. That 40 days would put him at plenty of time to even get a little bit of work in before the regular season begins. So optimistic Pistons fans can see that maybe this is just, like I said, a little blip in the road for John Luehr, although the pessimistic Pistons fan would say just another injury for a guy who's been a disappointment in his contract for the Pistons. A lot of that due to the injuries. He did play well in his first season with Detroit for about half of it and then really struggled in the second half of that season. A big $42 million contract that John Luehr has definitely not lived up to, as most around the league would have guessed when you signed a pedestrian player like John Luehr to a $42 million deal. But if he isn't able to go or continues to struggle with injuries or poor performance throughout the season, then obviously we'll see more small ball five lineups with Blake Griffin at the five and maybe move a Glenn Robinson III type to a four and figure out ways around it. Henry Ellenson could play some four in those situations as well. So, you know, to be continued on John Luehr. We'll keep you posted if we hear anything, but more bad news for the Detroit Pistons, who are already thin on the front court with so much money and resources dedicated to those starting bigs and really not much at all in terms of talent and what you expect from those guys off the bench, big man. There are a lot of resources invested in John Luehr and another setback in his Detroit Pistons career. But give us a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Schuch, S-C-H-O-C-H, and then another underscore after that. Give us a follow on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account at Locked On Pistons, and also give us a like on the Facebook page at Locked On Pistons-MattSchuch. This has been the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks again to Ramo Radoncic for taking the time on Thursday at the Palace to meet with us. And to all you listeners out there, the Locked On Pistons podcast, have a great weekend, everyone.